So we're going to get started, and I'll have a little announcement at the end stating where you, how you get a hold of this man and everything. Mm-hmm. All right, so welcome, and the topic tonight is?
Mind is all there is. Is this already
turned? That's on. We're ready to go.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My gosh. Oh, my God. All right. With that, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And we have Laurie back, and Laurie's going to tell us the three things that we're supposed to always remember.
I know. With God, all things are possible. This or more you can do. This and you are limitless. Something like that. Oh, I've been away.
Always done unto you as you believe.
All right. Okay.
Those are the three things. We talked about that months and months ago, and Laurie always was able to get that quickly and look that up. So remember those three items. Do it again for them.
With God, all things are possible.
Yes.
This or more.
You can do this or greater.
Or greater. And
it's always done unto you as you believe.
That's good. It's always done unto you as you believe.
The reason why I do that is because you see how quickly it leaves you? She used to know those and could rattle them right off. And if you don't do that every day, they go out of your mind. And that happens to me. And I told the story before. It was in bed and I couldn't think of those. So I had to get up and go look them up again. And so it happens to us all. And that's the way the mind works. And that's what you have to realize with the mind.
Will you repeat the second one again? I forgot it.
You can do this in greater things.
You can do this in greater things.
Yes. See, those are the things that you're not taught, and most institutions are not going to teach you that. Brand name churches give lip service to that, but then they never talk about it after that. And that is the whole premise of this teaching, that you can do what this master teacher Jesus was able to do. But what churches did is they made Jesus special. So they said only he could do it. And that's an out and out lie. We're all begotten sons and daughters of this one creative force that we happen to call God. By the way, God doesn't know that it's God. God doesn't know that. Only we do that. We label those things. All right, with that said, would you turn and say, I am awakening from the dream. And I am an awakening from the dream. Why is that so important to realize? Because we often say, or I often say, the world is very convincing. And this race mind that we live in and this whole thing that we live in is a dream. We're dreaming this world up. You're dreaming your life up. Your life is a story that you are telling in dream form. It's no different than dreams you have at nighttime, only you're living this dream. And we have to remember that it is a dream, so that we don't take everything that comes along personally, so that we're able to look at that and say, well, this is a dream. I can wake up from this dream and I can dream a different dream. And that is what we're learning to do, is to dream a different dream about ourselves. When we decided to incarnate on this planet, we gave up the idea that we were gods. We gave up the idea that we had any power whatsoever. So we're always trying to convince ourselves that we are not God, instead of convincing ourselves that we are God. You see, remember our little saying, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. And you have to keep remembering that you have to be some part of God. Therefore, you have to be creative. And if you look out and you see your world and your life and your reality the way you think it is, it's just a dream that you're dreaming. Albert Einstein said, life, we didn't say that. reality is very convincing. The reality that we're living in is very convincing, but it is a dream, and we are thinking that it is real. So what you are doing is you're constantly telling yourself that you're not enough, that you don't have enough, that you don't do enough, that you can't do something, that you're less than. And these are all lies you're telling yourself. And since you tell those lies, then you have to live in that dream. You see, you have to live in the dream that you're living in. Other people don't do that. This week I had two things that kept popping into my mind. One was, most men leave lives of quiet desperation. Most men lead lives of quiet desperation. If you're leading a life of quiet desperation, thinking that someday something will happen to you, someday your prince will come, someday this will happen and someday that will happen, give that up. Thinking that your prince or your princess will come is an absolute dream, you see. It's a fantasy. It's a dream fantasy. Not that those things cannot happen to you, but if you want something to happen to you, you have to learn to dream differently. You have to learn to see your reality differently. And you have to realize that, although it's very convincing, the reality that you're looking at out there, you can change that reality. And how do you change that reality? By starting to see things differently, by starting to see yourself differently, by starting with that premise that you were a god at one time, and you decided you wanted to find out something about yourself. You decided that you were a little bit bored being this. So you came here, incarnated on this planet, so that you could learn different things. But you forgot who you were. You forgot who you were. The whole idea of awakening, the whole idea of becoming enlightening, is to remember what you already are. It's to recognize. To recognize. How many times do we hear that? You must recognize the God in somebody else. And everyone says, oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I can look out and recognize the God in somebody else. What, do you look in and see the God in you? You see, we're always worried about on the outside. We're always worried about somebody else instead of saying, geez, you know, I'm God. I'm God. And I have the power to dream the dream that I want to dream. Is this a hand up?
Yeah.
All right.
Do things happen for a reason, or do we create our past and our future?
There is no such thing as chance or accident, and we create everything. There's no such thing as chance or accident. You're creating everything. The world is not happening to you. You are creating the world. The world is coming from you, not at you. And that's what people get confused. The world is coming from you, not at you. But we look out and we see that dream. They call it Maya. But it's just think of it as the dream, and it's just a dream. So the other thing I was thinking about is the whole idea of Abraham Lincoln when he said, most people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. You have to make up your mind what you want to be. You have to make up your mind how you want to feel. You can feel out of sorts all the time. But you're doing that, and you're living in that dream then. And because you're thinking and dreaming, you think that that's real. And albeit that it's very convincing, it is not what reality is. So wake up. That's what we're here to do. Wake up from the dream that you're dreaming about yourself, you see. And you'll be able to do that. So, let's do a little visualization here. Right? So, everyone just close your eyes. And just start to relax. And start to see yourself walking down a street in any city. And you're enjoying walking down the street. And you come upon a movie house. and you decide, geez, I think I'll go in and see that movie. And you look up and you're very intrigued with the title that's on the billboard out front, on the marquee. And the title of the movie is, This Is Your Life. You decide, oh, well, I'll go in and look at that movie. So you go in, and the movie starts, and you start to see yourself up there on the screen. See what you're doing. See your in your occupation, see you with your friends, your lovers, whatever. And now you decide, geez, I don't like that. I don't like what I see on that screen. Now you can talk to the screen, you can yell and scream at it, and it just keeps right on going. And you can decide, well, geez, I'm gonna change this. I don't like this movie. But the movie keeps right on going, regardless. You can change your mind. You can do anything you want. You can stamp your feet, but the movie just keeps right on going. And you think, my, I have no control over this. And then it suddenly dawns on you. It's coming from a projector. So you go to the projection room. And you change the film that is being shown so that you see on the screen what you want to see on the screen. And that is how you change it. That is how you change the dream that you're looking at. It's as easy, as simple, and as complex as that. So now you see on the screen what you want to see. And now you realize you can change that film on that projector anytime you wish. So as you sit there in that theater watching what's on the screen, it suddenly dawns on you that not only are you projecting on a screen, you're sitting in a seat watching what you're doing. And you're also the projector that's projecting what you're seeing. So now you realize that you can watch yourself and you can change yourself. You do not have to watch a movie that you do not want to watch. So you come back out of the movie. You're standing in the lobby, and lo and behold, you notice that there are other movies showing in this same building, in this same complex, and you can pick and choose which movie you want to see. So what are the titles that you're looking at in the other movies? Laurie. As a wealthy woman. August as an actor. Michelle on a sitcom. So pick which movie now you want to go into. What do you want to see? What do you want to see? This is how you do it. This is how you learn to become a witness to your own thinking. This is how you become detached and see, my goodness, it's only a movie running in front of me. Nothing is real in front of me. I am projecting everything. And it's my thoughts, my beliefs, my viewpoints, my attitudes that are causing this. I'm awakening from the dream. I am creating my own dream. I am no longer in race mind. I think individually. And this is what I think of myself. I think I'm whole and complete and perfect. I think I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. And with that, let's come back. And let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Now, I'm also tempted for us to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is but a dream. We were taught that as children. And then we forget that. And then the next time that that little thing comes around is guess when? When you go to an old age home. So you hear it when you're a child. And you hear it when you become an ancient. In between, we forget that it's a dream. That it is a dream. So use this. The movie is a wonderful visualization for you to use when you want to correct something in your life and start to make the movie and start to know that you're the producer of your movie, you're the writer of your movie, and you're the star of your movie. And you can do it. That is what this mind is all about. This is why we say, mind is all there is. Your mind is creating everything. And collectively, our minds are creating this world that we live in and whatever's going on out there. So we buy into what's going on out there. We're not thinking for ourselves, and we're not dreaming our dream. We're dreaming somebody else's dream. How many people here channel surf? You don't like what you see on television, you change it. But yet you allow yourself to think the same old thought over and over and over again without changing it. So when you have a thought you don't want, surf it out of there. Click, click. Why would you sit and watch something that you don't want to see? But yet you don't want to think a lot of the thoughts that come into your mind, but you allow them to play on and on and on. You're the one who has the power to stop that. And it may be a little bit difficult, but you can stop it. You can stop it. This morning I went to do a load of laundry. When I got there, the laundry, somebody else was there. And I knew exactly who it was, and I yelled and cursed and carried on and called him all kinds of names. And I said, Dallas, stop it. It means nothing. It means nothing. You can get that done later. And I got it done later. The control that we have is to watch what we're doing and stop the way you're thinking about something. And the thing is that that other person had a perfect right to be in there. But you see, my ego said, no, I want that machine now. How dare he be in that machine? And you see how we get ourselves into all kinds of difficulties? Because that little ego mind wants to do that to us. And then you're upset, you get all this, and you're yelling and screaming and cussing and calling him all kinds of names and wish that he were dead and whatever else. This is not the way to go through life. This is not the way to go through life. So just catch yourself. I caught myself. I changed it. And I didn't punish myself at all for it. I use everything as a lesson. I said, now I see how my mind works. And this is something for me to work on. Lovingly and gently. Not beating myself up and slapping myself around. I'd rather have slapped that other person around. But you have to learn to see what you're doing to yourself. You have to learn to see that. And then you can change that. So use that movie technique. And know that it's a dream. and do the row, row, row your boat. But during the day, look out and say, you know, this is nothing but a dream. I can change this dream. Yes, it looks very convincing. Yes, it looks very real. You see? That's the gimmick. That's the trick. Of course it looks real. But it is not real. It is not real. Behind everything is the true reality. And what is the true reality? Love and truth is the true reality. So behind everything, we have that. And that's what you want to see. You can do that quite easily. There are many, many little techniques that you can use. In the morning, I put my glasses on. And I say, now I'm going to see through all of this. I'm going to see the true reality. You have to start thinking differently. You have to start doing these little things. I taught one person in the morning to put her love glasses on so that everything is filtered through love. You see, the world and you see this reality through filters. The filters that you have made, the filters that you have placed on your eyes. And once you change those filters, you see differently. You see differently. Years ago, there was a lady, in fact, I tried to get that from her and she wouldn't give it to me. She had a board. And if you put this orange colored paper on it, you saw love and all this. You saw all this beautiful stuff written on that board. On that same board, if she took the next thing and put down, all you saw was hate and evil and war and all that. All on the same board. You see, your board of life is like the screen in that theater. It's completely white. Nothing is going on that screen. Regardless of how convincing it is, you say, you cry, you get involved with it, you do all that kind of stuff. But you know it's not real. But the same way in life, you see all of a sudden you start to cry and you start to get involved and you start to take it personally. And it's not real. The screen of life is blank. That piece of white paper that she had there looked completely blank. But when you put the right filter on it, you saw hate. If you put the other filter on it, you saw love. And that's what we do with ourselves, with our filters. You see, when you're looking through a filter of hate, anger, and resentment, that is what you're going to see. It has to outpicture itself. So when you take that filters away, you see it. So don't allow the world to be so convincing. Don't allow your life to be so convincing. I think it was the Buddha who said, pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. We're going to experience pain on this plane of action. But what we do with that pain is what counts. Are we going to suffer the rest of our lives because of something that happened to us? That's a choice that we are making. If we decide to suffer, we've put a filter on. Now we're looking through that filter. Now we're looking through that filter. I have discovered in my life just to surrender, to give up, and to forgive. Just keep forgiving, especially yourself. It doesn't mean anything. If you think that this life means all that, what are you going to do with the rest of eternity? What are you going to do with the rest of eternity? You see, you think this is just so important, and you think your life is just so important. Give that idea up and start to enjoy your life. Start to enjoy your life. And you'll see all the difference. It is a wonderful life. There's no way around it. It's a wonderful life. used to have a young lady that came here. Rhoda will remember her. Christine, the little, moved to New York. She was an actress. Oh, you'll remember little Christine. I have an email from her, and I would like to read that to you. It's your old friend Christine. How the heck are you? I miss you. What's happening in L.A.? I have to tell you that thank God you have a website. I listen to your classes all the time. I feel like I'm there with you when I listen to them. And did I tell you, Rhoda called me out of the blue, love her. And then, while listening to your class, I learned her husband passed away. What? When did this happen? I'm telling you, I learn a lot from your tape classes. Onward and upward is my motto for this year, and I have so much to tell you. Way much for this email, but I want to write it anyway. Dallas, I have known you forever and been studying spirituality for years, but you'll never believe this. It's only now that all of what I know is finally dropping down from my head into my heart. And I am a slow learner. Am I a slow learner or what? I am not listening to the news or TV or race minds' illusion of their so-called recession or economic troubles. And I have to say I am happy and doing fine. I have fun going back and forth to New York, and out of the blue, I started writing again, and I have so much to tell there. All I can say is I write like I talk, and it's hysterical. I manifested money and totally paid off all my credit cards. I am free of debt. Yay. Can you believe all that? Well, yes, you can. You taught me everything. I finally get that everything is spiritual. From washing dishes to acting. And I am now so out of all that anxiety about acting. I love it, and I'm still visualizing me and acting jobs. And the Oscars, of course. But I realize now that my career is just one part of who I am. Everything I do is expressing my creativity. Is any of this making any sense? It's like I'm having aha moments all the time now. I am manifesting a bi-coastal life so that I can come visit you. So much to chat about. But what's happening with you? How are you doing? How many manifestations? I know there are probably tons. You are right. I am going through life a different way than most people, especially race mind, and I am finally happy and grateful about it. This little girl is finally getting it. And remember, God does not show favorites. God does not show favorites. If Christine can do it, we all can do it. And this is what you have to know. So start knowing that about yourself. Know that there is a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And that means the idea that you're creating your own reality. But what you see in front of you is only real because you put it there. And if you don't like what you're seeing in front of you, you can change that. And you change that by changing your thoughts, by changing yourself. You see? If you think you're miserable and you're this, that, and the other thing, all you're going to project is misery and draw miserable people into your life. You see? That's what you're going to do. You have to start seeing that and feeling that and knowing that. So play little games with your mind and so forth. See what you can manifest. If you can't manifest $1 million or $100, start with a dime. Start with a dime and say, I'm going to manifest a dime today. And then start looking for that dime, and I'll be darned if you're not going to find a dime somewhere on the street. Or you'll reach into a pocket, or somewhere a dime will show up. Why can you manifest a dime? Because you think it's worthless. Because you think it's worthless. What's a dime? I can do a dime. It doesn't mean anything. But I can't do $100 because I'm not worth $100. My mind can't see me finding a $100 bill. I love to find $100 bills. I used to find $50 bills all the time. On the street. Yeah. Because you have to know that money is always there for you. So try the little things. How many people here? I'd forgotten that some people hadn't been writing on their checks. God bless them, multiply this money quickly. Is everyone still doing that?
Yes.
Good. And you see, it works, doesn't it? You made it work, didn't you? Now, you have to know that when you put that money out, God bless them, multiply this money quickly, that it's going to return to you tenfold. Now, if you cannot bring your mind to do tenfold, then say it's going to double. And then keep working on that until you make it do what you want it to do. The reason why it doesn't do what you want it to do is because you haven't stretched your consciousness that far yet. You remember, all miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. We're always building our belief. We're always building our belief. We have to know that this thing called God will take care of us. But we have to put that effort into that. We have to start making those things. We have to start seeing what we want. You see? Wasn't it Gandhi who said, "You must become the change you want to see in the world"? You're the one who has to change. So the whole idea of living in the dream, the whole idea is this, and I say this all the time. Think about yourself. What do you want? What do you want to become? Who do you want to become? And give up all that other stuff that's going on out there. The world will just keep on turning if 1,000 wolves get killed or not. I hate to see them do that, but I am not responsible for that. I am responsible for me. And the more you think that you're responsible for what's going on out there, the less time you have for yourself. The less time you have to make something out of yourself. You see? You want to learn to change your own mind about everything so that you make the world that you want, a world at peace. The only way a world can come to peace is for you to come to peace with yourself. So that you totally love yourself. When you totally love yourself, you have to totally love everybody else. Why? Because there's only one. There's only one. You see? That's why Christine can have this and you can't. If she can have it, you can have it. Why? Because we're all one. We're all one. And these are the things that we have to remember. So this whole idea, the mind is doing everything. It was Emmett Fox, remember, who said if you're going to teach the children anything, teach them that it's a mental world we live in. And that's what this whole teaching is about. To remember that this is a mental world. That you are causing what is happening. You're always going to be the cause onto your own experience. Does that mean that bad things are not going to happen to you? Not necessarily. But how you handle what happens to you, you see, is what makes a difference. See, I could still be angry with not getting a washing machine this morning. But I got over that in about 3 seconds. Or in a New York minute. But there's no sense to it. See, once you realize that there is no sense to any of this stuff, you give it up and you start to see a different reality. You start to play the game differently. But we have been taught that we have rights, that we can do these different things. Give that idea up and learn to have compassion for yourself and for everybody else and see that none of this stuff really means anything. Really means anything. And the situation that they say that we're in now, that the race mind wants to tell you you're in, that is simply because of the fear you see. And the world will always teach fear. And you must teach love. The world is never going to teach love. It's always going to teach fear, because somebody a long time ago said the best way to motivate people is through fear. The best way to hold people in line is through fear. Because love will not do it. You see. Now that's all wrong, of course. It's love that we want. So when you decide to incarnate on this planet, you forgot all these things. And you went in to what we call psychic sleep. There's wonderful stories about this in every text, in every culture. One of them is the whole idea that when you were coming to this planet, you were sitting on the lap of God, but you forgot that. As you came through, you forgot all of that. You forgot all of that. There's a wonderful story about little kids, you know, who still can see God and can feel all that stuff. But then the world gets too convincing, and they forget it. And they forget it. So don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you came from. But what do you do in order to make this new movie of your life, this new reality that you want? You have to start from a different viewpoint, from a different premise than you're starting with. And what you are usually starting with, most of us, is I was born to this father and to this mother. And that my early childhood went this way and that way and this way. So that's all I have. This is it. So if I have a horrible childhood and I never forgave my parents and all this, now I'm going to be mean and angry and I'm going to make that dream. Instead of remembering that you're the one who decided to come here. You're the one that was God before. So stop forgetting that. And that's what we're all doing. We have forgotten who we are. And we let the mind stop at that birth instead of realizing that we existed before birth and we're going to exist after death. That it is a continuing. And it's going to continue and continue and continue. So don't be so convinced of what you see out there. Be convinced with yourself. And then start to become that person. Start to become the thing that you want to become. That's what it's all about. It's learning, going back and remembering, who am I? And not remembering, oh, I'm a human being, and I was born on this date, and I had these parents, and I have all these relatives, and I went here, and I went to this school, and I went all that. Well, that's all well and good, but that's part of your story, and that's part of your dream. What happened before that, you want to say? I want to go back. And I want to remember that I was once a god, and I shall become a god again by using my creativity, by using this wonderful thing called the imagination, by using my mind, by not allowing the world to convince me that there's war and hate and all that stuff going on. You see, we're very mesmerized by all that, aren't we? We're very mesmerized, I think, with people and cops and robbers and so forth. Look at television. There's more cops and robber shows going on than anything in the world. Why, as human beings, are we so intrigued over people with that? Because we want to punish people. I'm asking, these are questions. I don't know why we're so intrigued with that. But can't we be intrigued with something else? Can't we be intrigued with the beauty? With the creativity? can't we start seeing ourselves as better people and not come up with that excuse, oh, well, he's only human. Ah, I hate that one. Well, you're only human. Humans do that. How do we know what humans do? We only imitate what we've seen. We only imitate what we're seeing around us. You see? Remember, the whole idea is to think the thought that you want to think. You can think any thought that you want. You can create any reality that you want. But we have a tendency to allow the outside, this thing we call race mind, to dictate to us how we're thinking. And we say, well, they all think that way. The world thinks that way. Therefore, it must be right. No, it's not right. It's not right. We give up our authority constantly to somebody else instead of saying, no, I don't want to think that. Here's what I want to think. I want to think that I'm always whole, complete, and perfect. I want to think that I came from a creative force, a creative energy that goes throughout the entire universe, that I've always been this energy, that I'll always be that energy, and that I needed a vacation from all of that, and I decided to come here to Earth to this wonderful playground, and I'd like to play here. How many people are familiar with this saying? At play in the field of the Lord. I'm at play in the field of the Lord. So learn to play. Learn to have fun. See, we're called children for a particular reason. Children play. When children play, what do they play?
Make-believe.
Make-believe. They use their imaginations and they make-believe. You're make-believing all of this. You're dreaming all this. But you're adult children. Your dream just changed. And now you think, well, I'm adult. I have to dream this dream. You don't have to dream that dream. You can dream the dream you want. And you can give up the idea of stress, struggle, strain, and sacrifice. Oh, and suffering. Please give up that suffering. You don't need it. But we've been taught that. Better person if you suffer. That's part of humans. That's part of life itself is suffering. Suffering is a choice. It's a choice. And yes, when you don't suffer and you don't get all upset and you don't do all this stuff, you're going to shock a few people. Because they're going to say, oh, heartless. You see, we're not heartless and you're not heartless. You see, you're using your life correctly instead of just being an emotional basketball bouncing here, there, and everywhere. The whole idea in life is to think the thought that you want to think and feel the feeling that you want to feel, to be able to control your emotions. To be able to control your emotions. And we think, oh, these emotions are so, oh, well, he has a temper and he does this and he does that. You don't have to have a temper. When I was a child, I had an awful temper. I learned to get rid of my temper. It's probably still there someplace. I just don't use it. Let those things go dormant. And then bring out the things that you want in yourself. Bring out all that wonderful stuff that's inside of you. And stop pretending that you don't have it. You're only pretending who you are anyway, people. Stop pretending. Become real. And say, this is who I am, and this is who I want to be, and I'm making my own life. Oh, I'm poor. You're pretending you're poor. Why don't you pretend you're rich? Why don't you pretend you're rich? I always am imagining all day long 25 million to 50 million. My mind can handle that, and I know how to spend that. But I have a wonderful time inside of my own mind living this. I don't say, oh, I'm poor. I'm not wealthy. I don't have abundance, you know. Why do you want to do that to yourself? You're making your life. You're making your reality. You're dreaming the dream. You can change that dream. It's a mental world we live in. It's your mind that's doing it all. You have to realize that. And that when these big things happen, like whatever's going on out there right now, we have bought in to race mind, which seems to be the majority. And when something's in the majority, the weight of that carries other things. Now that will change as soon as the fear goes out and the confidence goes back. That whole thing will change. If you're worried about your money and your stock market and all, Warren Buffett says that it will all come back, and I believe in Warren Buffett. He's made too much money and given too much away, you know. Any man that can give, I think, $10 billion away and not be afraid, there's something wonderful about that. So have confidence in this thing called you. Once you have confidence in yourself, it will radiate out from you, and other people will pick up on that. And then that is how you will change the situation that we're in. But it starts with you always, and it starts with liking and loving yourself and knowing your qualities. And yes, the little ego mind may say, yeah, well, whatever you did. Oh, tell it to shut up. You know, think of it as something very small. It's a very small thing, you see. Years ago, I lived with an Italian family, the Bradisis. And Mrs. Bradisi used to say to me, Dallas, you have to realize that there's always enough good in somebody to cover up the bad. And that's what you want to look for, all the good in you, instead of looking for all the bad in you. Instead of looking for all the things you can't do, look for all the things you can do. For years, I've had a wonderful friend. She's made her transition, Betty. Very, I always thought she was a true intellectual. And we used to talk a great deal. And I'd say, you know, I don't know this, I don't know that, blah, blah, all the things I don't know. She said, Dallas, think of all the things you do know and stop thinking of all the things you don't know. You see, we all know a great deal, but we never give ourselves credit for knowing a great deal. We always say, well, I don't know that. Then when you're around people, you realize you know a great deal than most people, don't you? Don't you realize that? You think, where were those people? Hiding under a rock for years? We know a great deal. Now know more about yourself. If you want to be spiritual, I should put that in another way. It's not the idea that you want to be spiritual. You can't be anything but spiritual. But you have to start remembering that. And then you have to say, I want, this is what I want, and then build on that. And start seeing that in your life. Start seeing that in your life and say, oh, I can give this up. I can give this attitude up. I can give this belief up. I don't have to hold that against myself. I don't have to be depressed. You see? And this thing of depression apparently is getting worse all the time because now, instead of one pill, they want you to take two. So, do you ever see that ad? I see it all the time. If you're depressed and you're on such and such a medication, ask your doctor if you can't take this one in a combination. So, take another one. Why don't you take a spiritual pill every morning? Why don't you get up every morning and gulp down a spiritual pill? And what would be in that spiritual pill? Well, power, God power, creativity, excitement, enthusiasm, health, vitality. And gulp it down. Boy, I feel good. Yes. Take a pill. Take the right pill. Now, why is that so powerful? to take a pill. You visualized it right away. You saw it. You were using your mind. You were using your imagination. That's the only things that you have to use in this world. What else are you going to use? What else are you going to use? Use this. Help yourself. Don't be convinced by the world. Oh, well, there's not really a pill there. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Do you really think when you take a pill and a doctor gives you, it knows what it's doing, that pill? Most pills are placebos. Even though they tell you that this has all this crap in it, it's your belief that's causing it to happen. Now, we can debate that forever and a day, and probably the American Medical Association will come in and close me down. But that's beside the point. I'm not telling anyone not to take a pill. But I'm telling you, if you want to take a pill, believe in that pill. So you can take a spiritual pill. And you can start to believe in that every morning. See, you have to put this to work. You have to do something. God will meet you halfway with everything. But you have to start. You have to do something. And then let your mind work on that. And then during the day, when you have something like the Bosch machine story, say, oh, that can't be right. I took a pill. See, I took my spiritual pill today. I'm feeling great. Try it. Try that. Gulp that down instead of all the other stuff that you've gulped down. But give up the idea that you cannot change. Give up the idea that you know who you are. And start to realize that what you're looking at is a movie on a screen. It is not reality. Albeit, it's very convincing. So here again, the idea is, remember the garden or the garbage? Which one do you want to look at? Do you want to look at a tragedy or do you want to look at a comedy? You're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's doing it. And do all these things, experience all these things, but realize they're not real. It's a dream you're living. And you can awaken from that dream. You can awaken from your dream. But first, you have to know that you're dreaming. First, you have to know that you're dreaming. How does a caterpillar become a butterfly? By giving up the idea that it's a caterpillar. As long as you think you're a caterpillar, you're going to stay a caterpillar. As soon as you say, oh, I can be a butterfly, you'll start to be a butterfly. You must always give up something to get something. So give up the idea of who you think you are and start being the person you want to be. Start being filled with happiness and joy. Wouldn't that be lovely to be filled with happiness and joy all the time, regardless of what's going on around you? It can be done. You are creating your life moment by moment, thought by thought. So wake up from the dream that you're dreaming and dream the dream that you want to be. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
You know, with donations here for Dallas, he's available for private sessions. So